Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm Avery Hart, and let's be honest, life can sometimes feel like a chaotic game show where the prizes are, well, more chaos. But what if I told you there was a way to play the game with a whole different set of rules? Today, we're diving into the ancient philosophy of Stoicism and exploring this awesome concept called eudaimonia, basically, living a truly good life. Think about it, isn't that what we all crave? A sense of purpose, fulfillment, and inner peace amidst the craziness? Ever feel like you're running around on a hamster wheel, chasing things that ultimately leave you empty? That's where eudaimonia comes in. It's not just about happiness or pleasure. It's about living in alignment with your values, using your strengths, and contributing to something bigger than yourself. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sounds great, but how'd I actually achieve this? Trust me, I get it. This isn't some airy-fairy concept reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's about practical steps we can take every single day to shift our perspective and live more intentionally. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help us unlock the power of eudaimonia. 1. Know thyself. This might sound cliche, but it's seriously fundamental. Before you can truly live well, you need to understand your values, strengths, and what truly matters to you. Think about it. What gets you fired up? What brings you joy? What are the things you absolutely wouldn't compromise on? Spend some time reflecting on these questions, journal about them, talk to people who know you well. The more self-aware you become, the better equipped you are to make choices that align with your authentic self. 2. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, right? Traffic jams, other people's opinions, surprise rainstorms, they happen. But what we can control is our reactions, our thoughts, and our actions. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what's within our circle of influence, instead of getting bogged down by things outside of it. So, next time you find yourself stressing over something beyond your control, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, what can I actually do about this right now? Quote, quote, dot. 3. Practice gratitude. Ever notice how a simple act of gratitude can instantly shift your mood? It's like magic. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in our lives, big and small, helps us cultivate a more positive outlook and reduces feelings of negativity. Make it a habit to express gratitude daily, whether it's for a delicious meal, a supportive friend, or even just a sunny day. 4. Embrace challenges as opportunities. We learn and grow through adversity. Think about the times you faced setbacks or obstacles. Were they truly failures, or simply stepping stones on your path? Stoicism encourages us to view challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. When things get tough, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger? Quote, quote, dot. 5. Live in the present moment. We often get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. But true happiness and fulfillment come from being present in the here and now. Practice mindfulness by paying attention to your senses, savoring each moment, and letting go of thoughts that take you away from the present. Okay, so let's paint a picture with this concept. Imagine you're at work, facing a big deadline, feeling overwhelmed, and your coworker is being extra difficult. You could easily spiral into stress, frustration, and negativity, right? But if you tap into eudaimonia, things might look different. You focus on what you can control. Your own workload, your attitude, your communication. You express gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow from this experience. You remind yourself that this is just a temporary challenge, and you'll emerge stronger on the other side. See? It's not about magically becoming immune to stress. It's about having the mental tools to navigate challenges with more grace and resilience. Eudaimonia isn't a destination, it's a journey, a continuous process of self-discovery and growth. So remember, every day is an opportunity to cultivate eudaimonia in your own life. Start by focusing on what you can control, practicing gratitude, embracing challenges, and living fully in the present moment. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you're incorporating these principles into your daily life. Leave a comment, send me a message. Let's keep this conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.